Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 53, and today is Friday, June 9th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so for today's show, I've been wanting to do it for a while, but I was a little bit intimidated to do, and I was going to write a blog post for a while, and I decided not to do that. And basically, the topic that I'm going to discuss, kind of as a pastor of mine used to put it, is this goes from preaching to meddling. And so rather than just giving, you know, general positive advice, I want to talk about the things at WWDC that kind of really annoy me. And it's the way that some people act and their just general lack of self-awareness or concern for those around them. And so it's kind of, the working title originally was Don't Be a Jerk at WWDC. That's sort of self-referential in the sense that I'm being a bit of a jerk in doing that. So I think I'll go over the title of How to Be Polite or Please Be Polite at WWDC. And there's a couple of these little pet peeves that I've been going to WWDC for about 3 years now. And every time you'd kind of think, oh, you know, we're a bunch of mature adults, you know, who have paid a lot of money and are here in a professional environment, you know, we'll probably be well-behaved. But every year, I'm sort of proven wrong by that. And so I just kind of wanted to talk through some of these and kind of just put it out there that hopefully it'll kind of move, maybe create a discussion or just give people sort of pause to think about, you know, the way they act when they're at WWDC. And I know a lot of you won't be at WWDC this year, but hopefully it's still, you know, useful for years following or just in general. So the first thing is there's this fundamental lack of sort of respect I've seen a lot for the Apple employees, especially the Apple engineers, are going through a tremendous amount of effort to put on the event. I see a lot of people who kind of end up in this feeling of like, well, I paid $1,700 to be here, so, you know, they all work for me. It's like, well, sort of. That's vaguely true. You did pay $1,700 or whatever, plus all the travel to be here. But, I mean, really, that's not the way it works. I mean, most of the people running at WWDC are engineers, just like you. They're software engineers as part of their job, are being told to put on this event to make our lives better, to show us all the cool stuff and teach us how to use it best. And so, as a result of that, I mean, I really think it's important to be really respectful of them, to really go out of our way to be appreciative, to be thankful, to be kind to, you know, sort of the effort they're putting in. And, you know, I think that it just works well as a two-way street. So first thing, this is more of a personal thing, but I try very hard to say thank you to everybody I can with an Apple shirt on. Just be as grateful as you can for people. You know, there's going to be just people doing all kinds of fairly menial jobs. And it's like, what does it hurt to say, hey, thanks, I appreciate it. You know, I really appreciate you, helping monitor this line. I really help you, thanks for doing this, thanks for doing that. Just be appreciative. And I feel like it just raises the tone of the event in a way that is just really nice. But the area that I see this most and that just annoys me the most every single year is around presentations. So WWDC, you're going to spend a lot of time in presentations. And the presentations are all almost uniformly, except for the keynote, are put on by Apple engineers of various levels within Apple engineering. And, you know, as best I understand it, a tremendous amount of effort goes into the preparation for this. I mean, this is months and months of hard work by these engineers to make a really polished, sharp presentation. And that shows. I think it's has probably the highest level of polish of any presentations I've seen across the board at conferences. You know, they're all really consistent, they're all very polished and sort of to the point. You very rarely have, you know, weird demo problems and things. They go out of their way so that you're not sitting there like watching people type in code and things. It's all really sharp and put together. And so there's a couple of things that I see every year that drive me crazy when people are going to these presentations. And so the first one is people who arrive at the presentation kind of expecting to just work or do their email or whatever while they're there. And that's fine. I mean, I totally understand that some people are just kind of there to absorb it. But if you're one of those people, please don't sit in the front row. Please don't sit in the first, like, third of the auditorium. Why don't you just go sit in the back? You'll hear it fine. You're obviously not looking at it. You know, there's a big screen if you need to. But please go sit in the back. Like, you're being disrespectful to the person who's presenting because they look, you know, if they look out into the auditorium and it's just like, you're just like sitting there hacking away, you know, it's like clearly not paying attention. That doesn't feel good. go sit in the back. And also you're distracting all the people around you. And it's often, you know, maybe the simplest way to think about it is if you're sitting in the back row and you're typing away, maybe you're annoying the people to either side of you, maybe the person just right in front of you. But if you do it in the front, everybody behind you can see you. Your screen's glowing, you know, nice and bright, attracting attention and just kind of annoying people. So if you're going to do that, please sit in the back. That's just common courtesy. And similarly, if you're going to take notes, which is great, don't do it on your iPad with the keyboard clicks turned on. If you can, you know, it's like try and be as quiet as you can in that process. You have no idea how annoying that the little keyboard click, you know, sound that you get from the iPad can be. You know, if you're going to do it on a keyboard, that's fine. You know, I mean, obviously there's a certain amount of noise involved in typing on a, you know, a MacBook Air or something, and just sort of be quiet about it and just be considerate of those around you. You know, sort of treat others as you'd have them treat you. You know, the golden rule. Make sure your phone's on silent, as, you know, generally pretty good, but often I hear the other, you know, it's things beyond that, or it's like IRC noises, or the number of times I've heard like the Twitterific or Tweetbot refresh sound, just kind of, you know, just be considerate and be mindful of those things. And then the last thing, and this is the most important thing as far as I'm concerned for being respectful to your to the presenters, is when the presenter hits the point that's kind of the conclusion, the number of people I've seen who immediately, noisily start packing up their bag, get up and leave. So the person hasn't actually finished, they're just sort of in conclusion. And they're, you know, they've got another maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds of presentation. And people just sort of like, oh, great, I'm done. Let's get out of here. And I mean, that's about as rude as you can be. I mean, you've listened through whatever, the 45 minutes, 50 minutes of good, solid information, and you don't let the guy finish. You don't let him get his 30 seconds of conclusion and that, you know, here's the final thing and sort of send you off. And I mean, that's just rude. And it just kind of drives me crazy. And I've seen so many presenters just kind of either they never finish. I've seen in some cases they just kind of like I guess I'm done, thanks, which, you know, is not cool. Or on the flip side, I've, you know, it's just the people who kind of get you could tell they really were glad of, you know, they're really getting into it, they're really enjoying their presentation, they're, you know, kicking out at the park, it's going great, and then they kind of get to the end, they're just really dejected. It's like, wait, did anybody care? Like, everyone's leaving. So don't do that. You know, wait for the 30 seconds, wait till he says, you know, thanks, and whatever, you know, when he gives you the floor to leave. You're going to be waiting in line for the next session no matter what. You know, getting out that 30 seconds earlier is, A, it's, you know, it's just a little bit selfish. Maybe if you're like, oh, well, I'm going to jump the line. It's like, well, that's being a little selfish. And then, two, I don't know, it really doesn't matter. Really, very rarely do rooms overfill, and if they do, it happens. You'll catch it on the video, you'll catch it on a repeat. Apple's really good if a room overflows to then make sure that presentation is given again later in the week. If it wasn't originally scheduled, often it'll be shown on the Friday, especially in the Friday afternoon. So you know, the information isn't going anywhere. So just be respectful of your presenters. They really are putting a lot of work into this, and I think they deserve that, you know, that's the least they could deserve. Then a couple of other things, and these are more just sort of general rather than being focused on the presentations themselves, is trash. Please throw your trash away. Come on, we're all adults here. There's trash cans everywhere, but the number of times you'll see people just leaving trash everywhere is just kind of, you know, it's just sad. It just makes me kind of sad when I see that. Line etiquette, you're going to spend a huge amount of time waiting in line at WWDC. That's the way it is. From the keynote on Monday morning all the way through, you'll spend a lot of time waiting in line or waiting online if you're from New York, or queuing if you're from Europe. And so basically, it's a kind of important thing that we actually, you know, queue and wait in line, wait online in a, you know, in an appropriate way. And so there's a couple of things. These are kind of the way I do it and the way I view waiting in line. But you, first, it's like if you're holding a spot for somebody, be reasonable on the ratio of people for whom you are holding that spot, so that there is nothing worse than you're all waiting in this huge long line, and then one guy in front was holding space for these 10 guys. It's like, that's not fair. That doesn't seem fair. I mean, for my own kind of personal rule is typically kind of like a 1-to-1, maybe a 2-to-1 in terms of like kind of like the buddy system. Like often when I'm like in the keynote, I'll often kind of have a buddy or someone who, you know, like worked kind of taking turns. I'll go to the bathroom. He's waiting for me. You know, we're offsetting each other. And that seems pretty rare, you know, fair and reasonable. You know, showing up with 10 of your friends, not really cool. And, you know, I think also being, respectful of the people around you, and this kind of gets into the next topic I wanted to talk about, is just kind of your general interaction, is being respectful of other people's time and being just sort of mindful of it. At some times, you know, being aware that sometimes people are going to want to chat, and if they are, that's great. I've met a lot of interesting people waiting in line or talking in general at WWDC. That's part of the fun. That's part of the joy. But if you're getting, if someone's sort of sending you the signals of, hey, you know, actually, I really don't want to talk, like you say hi and they say hi and then pick up their phone and start working on it. It's like they're saying, hey, I'm burned out from last night's party. I'm whatever. And so I'd rather just chill. And so just be respectful of that. Similarly, be very careful about selling your products in conversation. And this is something that doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough that it kind of, you know, but it's always kind of annoying when I introduce myself to someone and it's like, hi, I'm Dave. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm Bill. I make this app. You want to check it out? It's like, maybe I would actually want to check out your app. Maybe I want to pay you to pay to buy that app. But diving straight into a sales pitch, I'm not walking up to you or at a booth at a trade show. I'm just trying to chat. So if at some point, almost certainly I'll be like, hey, what do you do? That's an opportunity for you to say, hey, this is the app. I say, you want to check it out? Oh, sure. You know, but it's part of the conversation. I don't want to feel like I'm being sold to just by saying hi to somebody. Similarly to that, it's kind of at WWDC, you'll kind of run into all these kind of, I guess you could say, like fake famous people or famous, internet famous people or whatever. And these are people whose, podcasts or blogs you'll read, or even Apple people who you're kind of are legends in the field or whatever. And it's just kind of, it's kind of a funny thing, but especially with them, be just very respectful of their time and attention. And I think you'll have a much better interaction with them. My personal way is like, if I run into somebody who, whose blog I read or whatever, it's like, hey, I bump into John Gruber, right? Someone I've actually never met, but it'd be interesting to meet him. And it's like, hey, John, love your work. Really appreciate you, the effort you put into your writing. Thank you. That's kind of my intro. And if he says, great, thanks, that's it. That's the end of the conversation. Shake his hand. Off I go. If he's like, oh, great, yeah, hey, what do you do? It's like he's in a mood to talk, then great. But don't assume that you kind of have a right to their attention. That just because you read, it's like you give them all this time to read their blog, don't feel like you have sort of an unlimited right to their attention. They may be really, burned out from the conference and talking. They just need some time. It's like the last thing they need necessarily is kind of being badgered, and especially if you don't sell to people like that. That's like the worst thing. It's like, hey, Mr. Gruber, hey, check out my app. It'd be great if you featured it on Daring Fireball. Like, dude. Chill. Like, you'll be all right. And so that's kind of all the negative things. And a few positive things to hopefully wrap it up on a high note. So first, don't overdo it. WWDC is incredibly fun. I mean, this will be my fourth, I believe. And it's one of the best times of the year you'll have. You spend a lot of time meeting really interesting people. You'll learn a ton. You're kind of drinking from the fire hose, and it's awesome. If this is what you enjoy, you're a kid in a candy store. If you love Apple technology, if you love programming, it's awesome. So, but, be careful. Don't overdo it, especially early on, like Monday night, Tuesday, especially like Monday night parties, Tuesday night parties, like Sunday night parties. Be careful. Don't go nuts and kind of ruin the rest of your week by overdoing it early on. Stay hydrated. Drink a lot of water. It's like keep your energy up. And just, be kind, be respectful, and be polite, and we will all have an awesome time. All right, that's it for today's show. I'll be at WWDC next week, so look out for me. If you follow me on Twitter, it's probably the easiest way if you ever want to meet up, just, at reply me and see if we can work something up. I'd love to meet some of the people who listen to the show, make it a bit more of a dialogue rather than the monologue it usually is. And otherwise, I hope you guys have a good weekend. Safe travels if you're going to Dub. Otherwise, I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows. I'm hoping to do probably maybe even 5 or 6 shows next week, kind of talking about the various parts, kind of dissecting the keynote and things like that. I got my new mobile microphone set up, which I'm really excited about. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, I'm on Twitter, _DavidSmith. The feed for this podcast is DevPerspective on Twitter. And otherwise, happy coding, and I hope to see you next week. Bye.